not accept the surrender part of it. I will challenge, accept the challenge of Bhim Sen and fight with him so vigorously that I will overwhelm Bhim Sen with my chivalrous activities and make him helpless, and thus he will call Krishna and I will take darshan of Krishna. Some of the ways which are beyond Navada Bhakti to attain Krishna. So Bhim Sen attacked, and King Samudra Sen accepted the challenge, and there was a very fierce battle, and Samudra Sen was so chivalrous, so much powerful Viryavan, that actually he defeated Bhim Sen and he was almost capturing him. At that time Bhim Sen was so much overwhelmed and so embarrassed that he was going to get defeated. So he sat down and just prayed to Krishna, "Please help me, please come from my shelter." So then Krishna appeared in the battlefield. He was not supposed to be there in the Digvijay activities. So Krishna appeared in the battlefield, but he was invisible to everybody except Bhim Sen and King Samudra Sen. And then as soon as Krishna appeared and started fighting from the side of Bhim Sen, immediately King Samudra Sen surrendered and took the darshan of Lord Krishna, offered his prayers, surrendered himself at his lotus feet, and accepted Bhim Sen as his ally for the Digvijay part. So this is also one pastime took place. The war ended immediately after Samudra Sen surrendered and they became friends. Now we are in Rutudweep. Rutudweep is a place where whatever time of year it must may be, the spring season always prevails. The most beautiful part of the spring always prevails here in all time throughout the year. And it is explained that Sri Radha Kund of Sri Vrindavan Dham is here, but today to our mortal vision it is not manifested, it's not available for seeing. But this is the place where Sri Radha Kund, which is the topmost of all the holy places in the creation as per Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita. Arishtasur came and Krishna killed him. So because he was a bull, the emblem of dharma, Radharani said, "I will not meet you, not talk to you, because you are contaminated by the sin of killing a bull. You have to go in all the holy places and take bath and visit all the holy places, then I will be able to meet you." So Krishna invited all the holy places, all the holy rivers, all the holy tirthas, holy mountains, and they filled their waters and he took bath. And then he said, "I will not talk to you because you have sided the demon, although he was a bull, so you are contaminated. I will not talk to you. You will have to go and take bath in all the rivers and visit all the holy places." So then Radharani was trying to get water with a row of gopis from Manasi Ganga and trying to fill up, which she dug with her own bangles, kangan, and trying to fill up. They were perspiring, this drops of divine sweat was coming on their forehead, and at that time all the holy places, holy mountains, holy rivers personified were standing and begging, "Please take our service, why are you taking so much of trouble?" So then Krishna also begged Radharani, "They are all begging for your service, please give them service." So she very kindly accepted, and all the holy rivers and holy places and holy mountains came in that hole and filled the whole kunda and became Radha Kund. On the Bahula Ashtami, in this month, before we came to Yatra, there was Ashtami, first or 8th day of the Kartik month. After the Purnima, there was a, in the waning moon, there is the 8th day, the Bahula Ashtami, Radha Kunda appeared in the middle of the night. And then Krishna said that this kunda is as dear to me as my dear Srimati Radharani is. And the waters of Radha Kunda is supposed to be the most intense ambrosia of divine intimate love between Radha and Krishna. And Krishna said, "Whoever takes bath in this kund will be as dear to me as my dear Radharani." So Prabhupada very much restricted his disciples to take bath in Radha Kund because it's a very intense place. It is not the place to make fun, to jump in, to swim, to splash water. It is a very intense place. One has to take three dips with most intense mood of devotion at the bottom of the heart. Pray for Srimati Radharani's mercy. Consider oneself most unqualified to enter her divine ambrosial waters, and thus take bath in Radha Kund, take bath in Sham Kund, again come and take bath in Radha Kund, and thus with full silence end the ceremony of taking bath in Radhakunda. So this place is also very divine by the auspicious unmanifested presence of Srimati Radharani's Kund. Vidyanagar is a very beautiful place. So many things took place over here actually. I will just read out for you what all happened here. How this place became Vidyanagar, the abode of knowledge. In this place, Lord Matsya, when he incarnated, Vishnu incarnated as Matsya to rescue the Vedas. The Vedas were rescued from the Pralankari waters and they were brought over here. It is said that there are 64 branches of knowledge which is beyond our understanding and capacity. But nonetheless, in the ancient times, the Gurukul teachers would teach them so many sciences. So each acharya of each 64 branches of Vedic knowledge have studied their branch of knowledge in this place. Valmiki Muni wrote Ramayana over here. Sri Dhanvantari, the medical incarnation of the Lord, received Ayurveda in this place. Sri Vishwamitra Muni received Dhanurveda in this place. Shaunaki Rishi recited Vedas in this place. Lord Shiva discussed Tantra, that is Tantric philosophy here. Lord Kapila Dev taught Sankhya philosophy over here. Gautam Rishi, who comes in the stories of Trambakeshwara, he actually taught Tarka Shastra, the logic and argument science over here. The Patanjali, the incarnation of the Lord, which taught Yoga, Patanjali Muni, he wrote Yoga Sutras, Patanjali Yoga Sutras, the famous Patanjali Yoga Sutras in this place. Even great Rishi called Kanabhuk, who wrote Vaisheshika Shastra. This is a very intricate philosophical understanding. And Narad Muni wrote Pancharatrika Vidhi over here. That is why this place is celebrated as the place of receiving knowledge. In this place, the Shrutis mean the Upanishads, which actually propagate the science of impersonal understanding of the Lord. They prayed to Krishna, please be merciful upon us. And Krishna chastised them because they were Shrutis, they preach impersonal philosophy. So they begged for his kindness. So he said, yes, you will appear in my Krishna Leela when I come as Purna Purushottam. That time you will appear as Shruti Chari Gopis. So one type, there are many types of gopis Krishna has. And one type of gopis are called as Shruti Chari Gopis. And they participated in Krishna's pastimes in his Vrindavan Leela. And then they also appeared in his Gaur Leela. And they participated in his pastimes. Exactly how it's not mentioned, but they got completely purified by serving Krishna in Krishna Leela and serving Gauranga in Gaur Leela. So they are also people, huh? By the way, the Upanishads, the Puranas, they are all personalities. They are in the form of scripture. So before we go into the story of this place, there is a benediction at this place, especially for all the soldiers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Who are the soldiers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Yes?
We are the soldiers.
All the devotees who preach the philosophy of Krishna Prem are the soldiers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What Gauranga Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur? Koho Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koho Krishna, Koho Krishna Sika, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. He said, whoever you meet, wherever you go, tell them about Krishna. Jara Dekho Tara Koho Krishna Upadesh. So those people who take up to themselves this order as their life and soul, as a mission of lifetime. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that I will climb on their tongue and I will speak from them and I will empower them. I will speak. So he said, don't be fearful. I will accompany you when you will go and preach the science of Krishna Prem. So those who are desiring to make a career into preaching the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for them specifically, there is a benediction here. Whoever worships Gauranga in Vidyanagar and whoever sings his glories by living over here, we are also living here for some time. There's also Dhamvas. Dhamvas may not be necessarily all time taking birth in Dham or permanently staying over here. Whatever time we spend, whatever moments, whatever lover Krishna Krishna Boli Dhayatava Pache Pache. Krishna's devotee, when he will cast his merciful glance upon us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will favor us. And by his mercy, our tongue will be empowered, and that will affect the hearts of people who listen to us. The Lord Maharaj said, do not stay in the mountain, do not stay in the caves as selfless soul. What is the value of that? So come in the city where people are engrossed in sense, in the activities of sense gratification, immersed in the cycles of birth and death. So we are supposed to be not enjoying beautiful sadhana and tapasya in the mountains, in ekanta, in seclusion. We are supposed to be in the middle of people who are immersed in sense gratification, and we should enlighten them. And the change of heart, Hriday Parivartan, will take place only when Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu will favor us. Hare Krishna. So, in 1460, Brihaspati, the guru of devatas, all the demigods have their guru, Brihaspati. Indra also went to him when Krishna was holding Govardhan and he was showering torrential rain, and then he understood he had made a mistake. He went to Brihaspati to consult with him. What should I do? And what did he advise him? Go to a devotee. Surubhi Kav. And then Indra had to take humble position, giving up all his kingly positions of demigods, and become humble and take advice from Brihaspati. And then that's how he got released from the offense that he had done. So Brihaspati, the Purohit or the guru of demigods, appeared in 1460 in Navadvip Dham as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was also a friend and a contemporary of Jagannath Mishra, who is the father of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so intelligent. He was actually a Shrutidhar. Shrutidhar means, in the ages before Kali Yuga, there was no scripture actually. All the gurus would sit under a beautiful tree in their Gurukul and teach the science of bhakti through Vedas and Puranas to the disciples, and the disciples would simply listen and hold the Shruti. That's why they're called as Shrutidharas. And then they will become gurus and in turn depart the same knowledge to their disciples, and they also will hold the knowledge, and they also will be Shrutidhar, and that's how knowledge will be transmitted from one person to another in the parampara. But when Kali Yuga started, the Trikaladarshi Vyasadeva, Vedavyas, he saw that there will be no memory. People will lose the capacity of being Shrutidhar. That's why he wrote all the scriptures down. So they become scriptures or grantha. But originally all this knowledge is in the form of Shruti, in the form of sound vibration. So although he was in Kali Yuga and people are losing memories everywhere, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had very pristine memory. Whatever he could hear, he would remember. And there was one great teacher of special philosophies called Navanyaya. He was in Mithila. Mithila is a place where Sita Devi took birth. It's also called as Janakpuri. And then in Mithila, this particular teacher had only one copy of handwritten scripture of that particular philosophy. And he would not give to anybody, to try to keep his position as a supreme teacher. And everybody should come and learn from him only. That too at his place, he would not let anybody copy that scripture and neither allow anybody to write that scripture or make any notes. Come, listen and go. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went there and heard it so attentively that he memorized the whole scripture. He came back over here and wrote everything down and started his school over here. So this place is actually the University of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Vidyapeeth. This is the place. Actually, this is the place where he stayed and all his complex of education was over here. In fact, it is explained that in those days, this place was the world's best place for learning. Everybody from all over the world will come here to learn the spiritual philosophies. This is the importance of this place. So he became the topmost teacher, very famous and most wanted, and he started a book, Vidyapeeth, called Navanyaya Vidyapeeth. And his brother, Vidya Vachaspati, younger brother, he also taught him the same science. And they both would teach all the students this philosophy of Navanyaya. Nyaya means basically various Siddhantas and various philosophies which are there in spiritual literatures. And also there are something called 18 Vidyas, which the gurus would teach Ganga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai went to learn from Gangadas Pandit, and within no time he memorized everything and learned everything. Huh? And he would, in a very proud Leela, he would go and challenge everybody. And many of them were the disciples of Sarvam Bhattacharya, which he would call them, pull them into debate and defeat, and make them helplessly crying and send them away. Like that. So this is the place. So Sarvam Bhattacharya knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, and basically he was impersonal by his own understanding. His whole knowledge that he had, he did not have the realization that the Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, the person. He was considering through his philosophical understanding that Lord has impersonal energy, the Shakti. So of course this is the pastime of the Lord and his devotees. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas, first going to Gaya, coming back and then taking sannyas, at that time he left Navadvip and went to Jagannath Puri. And he accepted the position of Raj Purohit of King Prataprudra. Very important position, because King of Orissa had the control of the temple of Jagannath also. And the Raj Purohit also was a very important personality who would take guidance, the king would take guidance from this person. And accordingly, manage the temple and the activities and the festivals and the teachings and knowledge dissipation, everything that would be done by Raj Purohit. The king would take advice from him. So he assumed the position, very powerful, important position in Jagannath Puri, and he was actually controlling all the activities of Jagannath temple in Neelachal. So Lord first went to Gaya, and there was a heart transformation, and he left all his proud discussions and debates and everything. And then all of you know that one time he was chanting the name of gopis sitting under a tree, and some of the students heard that he was chanting the names of ladies, and then one of them took a stick, started chasing him away, chastising him, this is nonsense, and you are supposed to chant the names of Krishna, you are chanting the names of ladies, this is not good, not bona fide. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very angry and took a stick and started running away, running behind those, wanted to beat them. But then he thought after some time that if this is the condition, then I will not be able to fulfill my mission. If I take sannyas, then people will bow down to me naturally, as the custom goes. And because I am a Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they bow down to me naturally, they will be freed from all their sinful tendencies, collections of sins. They will become completely freed from all the sins, they will become purified, and then I can give them Krishna Prem through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first he revealed his heart to Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, and then gradually everything was revealed. He went to Katwa, took sannyas, and at the age of 24 he entered Jagannath Puri. That is the same age of 24 Srila Prabhupada also entered Jagannath Puri for the first time. From his childhood he would look for the train timetables and find out which train goes. The ticket was 4 to 5 rupees that time from Calcutta to Jagannath Puri. But actually he could come physically and possibly at the age of 24. Prabhupada writes that I also came to Jagannath Puri at the age of 24. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came from he was actually walking from Bengal, and lots of devotees were following him from Bengal, and they came to Atharadala, the place where there are 18 passages of water under the bridge, and from there the first darshan of Jagannath temple took place, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his dandavas from there only and was in ecstasy and dancing, and from there he started running actually. And the devotees who were with him, like Nityananda Prabhu and Swarup Damodar and other Goswamis, were there with him, and Goswamis associates, Parshadas, they could not catch up with the speed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was running like wind actually, with great anticipation and eagerness to meet Lord Jagannath and have his darshan. And he ran like wind and approached Jagannath temple much before all the devotees reached. And what happened, he went to Garuda Stambha, and he saw Jagannath for the first time, and he just wanted to run all the way to the altar and embrace him. And before that only, he fell unconscious on the ground. And the police, they thought that he is doing some drama, some nonsensical activities. They wanted to beat him with a stick. But when all these activities were going on, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was observing everything. And he saw that this personality is so effulgent, so beautiful, so transcendental, so beautiful. And suddenly, the way he was running, you could understand this is not ordinary. And he fell unconscious. And before the police went there and wanted to beat him, he stopped them. He said, don't do anything. This is not ordinary. So long time he was observing, there was no signs of any life, no activity, no movement, no breath. So he was worried actually. So he took cotton and he took it to his nostrils and he saw the cotton particles were slowly moving. Hardly any movement, but still movement was there. And because of his scriptural knowledge, he understood that this is Ashtavikar. This is the symptom of ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya is exhibiting. Of course, he did not know who was he. The personality was exhibiting. So he told his associates that I want to take him to my house. So from a private road, some people say it is tunnel, but it's not actually properly supported by scriptures. But also we went to Jagannath Puri and we saw that tunnel going from his house to Jagannath Puri. The entrance of tunnel is there still today also, but it is closed now. So we can believe that he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates, lifting him in unconscious condition, underground tunnel from Jagannath temple straight to his house, which is near Shweta Ganga. Very beautiful lake, Mother Ganga appeared there. And he was keeping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a long time, and he was not knowing what to do now, because he was still unconscious, not responding to any calling or anything. In the meantime, the devotees came running. Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar and other devotees came running to temple and they asked where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said ki something happened like this and he has been taken to Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. So they rushed over there and they inquired. There were so many devotees already gathered, so many Jagannath Puri Vasis and associates of Sarvabhauma were already there at his house inquiring what happened, and they were questioning and discussing among themselves. The devotees rushed there and told ki we have come, we were with him, he rushed ahead of us. And then they told he is inside. So they all rushed inside. And they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in unconscious condition. And everybody started tumultuous kirtan of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And as soon as the Hare Krishna Mahamantra was heard, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately came back to consciousness. And at that time, Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arranged for all the devotees to take bath, give them fresh clothes, arrange for their stay, and arrange for Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And they very happily honored Jagannath Mahaprasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in his house and said that, actually I came to Jagannath Puri to meet you because I am a young sannyasi. I have still attachments to material life. I am pretty highly attached to material life. I have come to beg mercy from you to teach me how to get detached. How to maintain my sannyas. Actually, my internal purpose of coming to Jagannath Puri to come to you is to come to you and take your blessings. So, he was elderly actually because he was 26 years elder to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he was 50 years old at time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 24 years old. He was an elderly man. You can see a picture of Sarvabhauma talking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elderly person with bald head and everything. So, he talked from Srimad Bhagavatam about the purpose of life, about the importance of sannyas ashram, about the mission of human life, everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy to hear this. Then he said that you are a very young sannyasi and your body and your limbs and your features are so beautiful and attractive. You are a young man. It is very difficult at this stage so with such a bodily features to maintain sannyas. And actually I am a little bit worried that how will you keep sannyas? So what I would do is, I would like to narrate to you Vedanta Sutras. Because knowledge breeds detachment from material world. That is why we are supposed to read scriptures regularly. Prabhupada mentioned to us that we should read at least half an hour every day. But to serious devotees, he told 2 hours every day one must read his books. Because all of us need to get convinced that material life is not pleasurable. Prabhupada also asked his disciples regularly, he would ask, are you all convinced that material life is not pleasurable? Are you all convinced that this world is dukhalayam ashashvatam? You would regularly remind them. So we started explaining to him Vedanta. A very unique event actually. Seven days and seven nights. He was explaining Vedanta to him. And you know, suppose I am giving lecture to all of you and then everybody is blank faced. No expressions, no happiness, no sorrow, no likes, no dislikes. I would not know what to speak further. Whether you are awake or you are in trance or you are unconscious or you are sleeping, I don't know anything. So what motivates the speaker? That the expressions of response of the audience. That keeps the speaker goes on. In fact, they said that the speaker generally speaks whatever the audience draws from him. Whatever sincerity of the Hare Krishna. It is also very well known to all the speakers that this actually the audience draws things from the speaker. Whatever level of sincerity and eagerness the audience has, the speaker, Krishna speaks to the speaker. But Sarvam Bhattacharya was speaking with so much of intent, you know, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was blank faced, absolutely blank, no reactions, whether he had liked the what he heard, whether he was disliked, or whether he doesn't agree with something, whether he was very happy, or he is morose or sorry, no expressions. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was, you know, going on speaking. At the end of 7 days, he said, have you understood everything or anything, whatever I said? Did you like it or did you dislike it? Mahaprabhu said that the meaning of Vedanta Sutra is as clear as the sunshine. But whatever you are explaining is like a cloud covering the sunshine. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was like stunned to hear this. Who can say that this is Sarvam Bhattacharya? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost of teacher, most revered, and most wanted, and most respected, learned Brahmin, who is a knowledgeable Pandit. Who can say this kind of line? Like Keshav Kashmiri also. Who can ever defeat him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him in his seclusion to keep his, you know, ego to a certain extent. So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what he had to say. After that, they explained the Atmaram verse. Very beautiful verse. I like to recite that verse. The Atmaram verse, first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you tell me the meaning of the Atmaram verse. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kurvanti Ahektukim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. All different varieties of Atmaramas, those who take pleasure in Atma, or spirit soul, especially those established on the path of self-realization, though freed from all kinds of material bondage, they desire to render unalloyed devotional service to the personality of Godhead. This means that Sri Krishna possesses transcendental qualities and therefore can attract everyone, including liberated souls. With great difficulty, as great Pandit he was, he gave 13 different meanings of this verse. And then he said, now I am exhausted. I have no other meanings to tell. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this verse in 64 different ways. And it completely smashed the intellect of Sarvam Bhattacharya. And then, while he completed his 64 explanations of Atmaram verse, so Sarvam was wrapped in attention. It was something which he couldn't believe in front of him was happening. Somebody in front of him was telling something like, you know, much, much more multiples of his understanding. He was completely bewildered. And to add to his bewilderment, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared like a lion and exhibited his Sharbhuja Darshan to him. Darshan of Sharbhuja is the personality of Godhead showed six arms. Two arms of green color holding bow and arrow of Lord Ramchandra. Two arms playing flute of blue color like a fully filled rain cloud. And two arms of golden color. One of them was holding danda and one of them was holding kamandalu. And when he saw that form, he fell unconscious. And then in that form, after he was unconscious for a long time, Sarvam Bhattacharya was unconscious for a long time, having this beautiful darshan in the middle of explanation of Atmaram verse. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched his head and said, rise, please rise. And when he rose, he said, now, do you agree? Shall I keep sannyas or not? What he said was, Sarvama, sannyas. You are a young man, you should wait till old age. So at that time, beholding the unprecedented six-armed form of Gauranga, more dazzling than a million of suns, Sarvabhauma swooned in unrestrained ecstasy. Gaurachandra continued to roar loudly while exhibiting his six-armed form. Mahaprabhu touched Sarvabhauma's head and said, "Arise." And then Sarva Bhattacharya was in complete ecstasy, shedding tears of love from his eyes, exhibiting eight symptoms of ecstasy. Then he came to his composure and senses, and he composed something called as Pearls of Shlokas. It is said that Ratnamala, the series of verses that he composed naturally and, you know, spontaneously from his heart in the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is said that two of the verses are very, very important, which we must recite over here. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Yastam Ham Prapadye Kripam Budhir Yastam Ham Prapadye The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna has descended as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 1. To teach us real knowledge of bhakti. 2. To teach us devotional service to Him, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And 3. To teach us Vairagya Vidya, detachment from those things which are unfavorable to bhakti. He is the ocean of knowledge, ocean of mercy, and I surrender to Him. This is the first verse, one of the verses mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, also as Chaitanya Charitamrita. Second sloka is Kalana Nashtam Bhakti Yoga Nijambya. Kalana Nashtam Bhakti Yoga Nijayaha. Pradushkartum Krishna Chaitanya Nama. Pradushkartum Krishna Chaitanya Nama. Avirbhutastasya Padaravinde. Avirbhutastasya Padaravinde. Gadam Gadam Liyatam Chitta Bhrungah. Gadam Gadam Liyatam Chitta Bhrungah. The system of Bhakti Yoga was lost due to influence of time. Kala Nashtam Bhakti Yogam. Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now appeared to teach the science of devotional service through the holy names. Let me take shelter of His two lotus feet like a honeybee, deeper and deeper and deeper. Gadham, gadham, that means deeper and deeper. I want to become Chitta Brangaha. Let my heart become like a honeybee to take shelter of His lotus feet and understand the meaning of His appearance. So like that, there was a complete transformation of the impersonal situation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya into a great devotee of the Lord. You know, these Brahmins, they do not take any food till they take bath, wash their teeth, take bath, chant the Gayatri Mantra, do their part, and then they will accept some prasad. After this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one fine day early morning brought some Mahaprasadam. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just woke up from his sleep and straight saw the prasadam and started eating it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "See, this Tarkik, this Tarkavadi, he was a logician. See what has happened to him. He has not even washed his mouth, not even taken his bath or chanted his Gayatri, and he is still eating Mahaprasadam immediately." And at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quoted one slok from Padma Puran, which says that whenever Mahaprasadam comes to us without any delay, we should honor it immediately. Whether we have washed our mouth, taken bath, or chanted our Hare Krishna Mantra or Gayatri Mantra or not. Mahaprasadam is Lord Krishna Himself. It is said that in Jagannath Puri Dham, only by honoring the Mahaprasadam of the Lord, one can develop Krishna Prem. In Navadvipa Dham, it is mentioned that by chanting the holy name of Krishna in Sankirtan, one can achieve Krishna Prem. In Vrindavan, it is said that one can roll in the dust of one important manifestation of transformation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caused in his heart. Then later on, what happened was, they all went to take bath in Indradhumna Sarovar. It's a very beautiful description, we don't have much time here. In that event, all these great personalities, you know, we all should know that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, from all four yugas, all the great personalities appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. In addition, from the Vaikuntha Lokas, Sadashiva, Mahavishnu, and Brihaspati from the demigods, abodes, and many people like this who are not in the four yugas were always there because the demigods exist, right? So all these great personalities appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, and they became humble devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Narad Muni became Srivas Thakur. Was not acting like Narad Muni, traveling everywhere in the space. Mahavishnu came as Advaita Acharya. He was not sleeping in the ocean and, you know, getting massaged by Lakshmi Devi and glancing over the creation and causing the time and three modes of material nature to get activated. He was a humble devotee. In fact, helplessly he was sitting on the bank of Ganga and praying to Lord, worshipping Shaligram Shila with Tulsi and Ganga Jal and Chandan, that my Lord, it is beyond my capacity now. Only you can come now and correct. Where people were marrying dogs and cats, having ceremonies, yesterday we saw. Some people were acting as Supreme Lord themselves, some people were teaching Mayavad, some people were Sahajiyas, everything was happening. So at that time, Advaita Acharya tried his best, but still, as a devotee, he humbly sat at the bank of Ganga, because he read from scripture that if we worship Shaligram Shila with Ganga Jal and Tulsi and Chandan, having a desire in the heart, Lord Krishna will fulfill that desire. So he called for Lord Krishna himself. And that is why it is said that one of the reasons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent is simply to respond to the earnest prayers of Advaita Acharya. Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya nithai. Daya karo sitapati Advaita gosai. Because of your mercy, we have received the blessings of the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. So all these great people, why I am telling all this little introduction to this event is that all such great people, Lalita Sakhi came as Swarup Damodar, Vishaka Sakhi came as Ramananda Rai, and Sadashiva came as Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu together, and such great personalities were there in the Indradhumna Sarovar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also there. And they started splashing water on one another. And you know, in the beginning it is little slow and nice. After some time it becomes wild. And it became really wild, and there were couples which I don't exactly remember who were coupling with whom. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, all the so-called serious devotees, serious preachers of the Lord's mission, they were like babies, small children, you know, and splashing water and laughing and going underwater and jumping about water and splashing water on each other. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, see, this great logician of Jagannath Puri, the Raj Purohit of King Pratapudra, see how like a baby he is playing. Now he has understood the science of bhakti. That is why he has forgotten his position as Raj Purohit of King Pratap Rudra. He is now, he has mellowed down, his heart is now mellowed down from his position of a pandita, a great scholar and preacher of Vedanta philosophy. He has become a simple devotee of the Lord. That is why he can become such a childlike situation. It is also expected from all of us that we again become childlike, so that we become innocent and natural devotional sentiments are expressed. So he had become like that. So naturally he was expressing his devotional sentiments along with the fellow devotees without keeping any situation of position. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that now he has become like a child. Also, he assisted Raja Pratap Rudra. I'll tell you briefly, time is getting over. Last event. King Pratap Rudra, as soon as he heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to from Bengal to Puri, he was very eager to meet him. So who would he contact first? He is Raj Purohit. So he put his plea to Sarvam Bhattacharya that please give me audience with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, I will leave Jagannath Puri instantly if ever you again utter the word of meeting this king who is full of opulences and all this paraphernalia of wife, children and money and everything. So nobody could dare to ask him again, but still they were asking again and again, and he was giving same wild reaction. So Raja Pratap Rudra felt that my life is useless actually. But he was so much inclined to devotees that he was standing on the roof of his palace with Sarvabhauma, and devotees were coming one after another, because he had, you know, already gone ahead. again. So many devotees, and there's a beautiful description in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Sarvam Bhattacharya was detailed explaining about glory of every single devotee to Sarvabhauma. And King Pratapudra said, what effulgent personalities I have never seen in my whole life. Such beautiful personalities, effulgent, filled with devotion and ecstasy, love of Godhead. I want to serve them. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, through Sarvabhauma, sent a message that he wants everybody to be nicely settled in Jagannath Puri. They're staying, prasadam arrangement. So King immediately ordered all the adhikaris of Jagannath Temple to arrange for their prasadam every day, for their staying, bathing, clothing, everything beautifully. And Mahaprabhu was pleased. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to also stay in a secluded place. I don't want to stay in a place where everybody is crowding around. So Pratapudra thought very wisely that Kashi Mishra, who is actually superintendent of Jagannath Mandir, he said, please arrange for him. You can imagine, our Gurudev tells that, I want to come and stay in your house for 18 years. What will be our condition? Kashi Mishra was in ecstasy to hear that the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to stay in my house. So the most inner chamber of his house, now it is called Gambira, because the many serious and intense pastimes took place there. Confidential, serious, intense pastimes took place there. That's why that house was called as Gambira. It is a place where the temple of Radharadakanta deities are there, deities of Kashi Mishra. And the most inner chamber of the house, where nobody would easily reach, that is where he arranged for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was very happy with, again, King Pratapudra. And later on, you know that, I told before also that how, because of Sarvabhauma's proper intellectual thinking, nicely arranged everything beautifully, maneuvered all the activities of King Pratapudra, and finally he got him to get blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very instrumental in helping King Pratapudra. Actually speaking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his behavior and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya through his all maneuvering and plans, they actually allowed the glories of King Pratapudra to be exhibited to all of us. King Pratapudra was such a magnanimous personality actually. You know, we cannot imagine what kind of mood he had. He swept in such a mood that I better become a Phangi rather than becoming a king if I cannot get the audience of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his mood actually. Constantly serving Vaishnavas, constantly considering himself worse than a straw in the street, and he cultivated that bhav very genuinely. Although being in king's position, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. And internally he wanted to actually all the glories of Pratapudra to be exhibited to the whole world. In the Ratyatra time also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he showed his mercy to him, even before meeting him and actually embracing him and giving him actual mercy physically. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded himself in 7 forms, in the 7 kirtan parties. And he danced in each party. And everybody in the one party thought that Mahaprabhu is so merciful upon us that he is only dancing in our group. And everybody felt the same way in all 7 groups. And nobody could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every group except for Swarup Damodar Goswami and Raja Pratapudra. King Pratapudra could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in all 7 groups in ecstasy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually had started showing his favor to King Pratapudra. So, thank you very much. Before we go from here also, we would like to tell a few words about Narsingapalli. We are going to go from here to a place called Narsingapalli. All of you know that Narsingha Bhagavan appeared and he killed Hiranyakashipu. And he, after killing Hiranyakashipu, now that pastime took place, you know, he tore him apart, and then demigods were fearful and they pushed Prahlad in front of him. He wore garland to him, glorified him, offered prayers to him. Narsingha Bhagavan blessed him with so many benedictions. After that, Lord Narsingha came here where we go, and then Mandakini Ganga is flowing, and he is rested over there after killing Hiranyakashipu, and he washed his hands in the waters of Mandakini Ganga, and looking at his beautiful, you know, peaceful situation before the demigods were trembling in fear, Lakshmadeva was telling that, I don't recognize him, he's a different person. All the demigods, including Brahma, the creator, the firstborn, was also trembling in fear. But when they saw the Lord in a very peaceful, happy mood, relaxing over here, all the demigods also descended upon this abode. And they also resided over there for some time, because they wanted to offer prayers and worship him. That is called Devapalli, which is very close by to Narsimhapalli, where all the 500 years old tree. Kalam. Kalam means the wooden pen. This tree also is a similar type. And there were many, many trees when we came earlier. All long and tall trees. We can identify this kind of leaves and this kind of bark. And one last thing I would like to mention to all of you, that the Holi Dham reveals its glories to all of us to the extent we perform our bhajan over here. Because Holi Dham also is a personality. If somebody comes and performs sinful activities over here, the Holi Dham conceals its glories to us, from us. And if saintly people come here, we accompany them, saintly people, and perform our bhajan over here, sincerely pray to the Lord, by the power of our sadhana and devotional activities, the Dham actually unfolds the glories to our vision. And how do we feel? We feel the inner sentiment in the heart of ecstasy and happiness, spiritual pleasure, when we perform bhajan over here. So some places we go, we don't find anything over there. If that place is not being inhabited by a saintly personality and he has not performed bhajan over there, then the Dham conceals his glories. That's why we are requested by great saintly people that whenever we go to holy places, we should constantly meditate on the Lord, pray for his mercy, sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, participate in dancing kirtan, so that while we are here, the Holi Dham will choose out of its own extreme kindness to reveal its glories to us. And we will feel the